This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. There's an article of faith in politics, always run as an outsider, and no recent moment better captures that maxim than this one. It was during a debate between Massachusetts Senate candidates, Republican Scott Brown and Democrat Martha Coakley. Brown was asked a question in which the moderator referred to the so-called Kennedy Senate seat. And Brown replied,
"Well, with all due respect, it's not the Kennedy seat, and it's not the Democrat seat, it's the people's seat."
Many political analysts believe it was that moment when Scott Brown sealed his victory. But over the past few weeks, a different trend is starting to emerge, and so we begin the hour with a look at insiders running as insiders. In at least four states, former governors are going after their old jobs. There's Iowa Republican Terry Branstad, who left the governor's mansion more than a decade ago.
Are you ready for a comeback?
Yeah!
Perhaps even more important question, is Iowa ready for a comeback?
In Oregon, Democrat John Kitzhaber, who retired as governor in 2003, says he's got the resume to do the job again.
I'm running for governor because I believe I have the skills and experience to help. But this is going to take an effort by all of us. This can't be just about one person in the governor's office. Oregon needs you to be there, too.
In Georgia, Democratic Governor Roy Barnes was defeated in 2002. He now says he's learned his lesson and he wants another shot.
Listening is not something I did too much of when I was governor before. I tried to do too much, too fast. I've learned some lessons. I learned I should explain myself more.
And in California, Jerry Brown is now in the running. This week, he made it official.
Some people say that we need to go out and find an outsider who knows virtually nothing about state government. Well, we tried that, and it doesn't work. We found out that not knowing is not good.
A not-so-subtle dig at California's current governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jerry Brown is now the Democratic frontrunner, and if he wins this November, he'll hold two records: the youngest elected governor, age 36, back in 1974, and the oldest elected. He'll be 72 this year. He's held almost every major job in the state at least once, including two terms as governor. And back then, Jerry Brown infuriated liberals because he slowed down spending, even more so than his conservative predecessor, Ronald Reagan. Here's a speech Brown gave answering his critics back in 1976.
I'm a little tight in some of my budgets. You've heard about that. Well, that's not because I'm conservative. It's because I'm cheap.